ancestors had to live in tents because they were moving from place to place and never had a home until they got back in Canaan. Last week, I took my children, my son and my daughter, back to our neighborhood, back to Two Notch Road, back to Germany Street, back to Waits Road for where my grandparents lived. And my parents' first house was on St. Louis Avenue, and I took them back to my old neighborhood there in Bonneville Estate so my children can see where we came from so they can appreciate what we have now. And every now and then, you need to take your children back. I know you don't like the country. I know you're so happy you out the country. I know you're so happy you away from some relative. But every now and then, you need to take them back to Wagmalaw, to 96, to King Street, to wherever you from, Batesville, Leesville, wherever you from, and take them back to them shacks, them shanties, to them storefronts, wherever y'all came from, and show them how far God has brought you and your family so they can appreciate. I wish I had a witness up in here so we can appreciate how good God has been to us. And if you know that you come from a mighty long way, I don't know where you are and where you might be listening from, why don't you give God a wave of it and say, thank you, God, for how far you brought me, and I shall not forget that we used to live in tents. That's why they had those palm branches, not to cool off Jesus, not because this is a parade, but to remind themselves that we ain't always had it this good. So he rode into Jerusalem on the back of this donkey. As people, Elder Lakin, thought they were coming in town for the inauguration, they came in town with adoration. That adoration soon turned into exasperation. And exasperation was because of their contemplation. The contemplation led to some frustration. And on Friday night, they watched an assassination. They rode in thinking there was adoration. And adoration again led to some contemplation and some exasperation, and then some frustration. Then on Friday night, they witness an assassination. They thought that they were coming in for the president's inauguration, not for an assassination. They thought that he was going to be enshrined, not interred. So their adoration led to despair. And what is so very interesting about it, this text, for many years, and still this text today is being taught and preached wrong in many a pulpit. Because in honesty, the truth of the matter is the word Hosanna, now defined by Webster, talks about praise. Now defined in the English language means hallelujah. Now in the English language, it means praise. It means hallelujah. It means adoration. But in the original Aramaic, when it was written in the Greek and the Hebrew and the Aramaic, Hosanna means save us. Hosanna means help us. Hosanna means rescue us. These people that came into the capital with Jesus were not coming in for a political party. They were not coming in for a stump speech. They were not coming in for some political charade. They were not coming in to hear some candidate. They were not coming in again for inauguration. They were really coming in not to praise, but to protest. They were coming into the city, into the capital of America, and saying, Savior, help us. Rescue us from this tyrannical system of Rome that we live in, and we're coming with our Savior. He is the one that is going to help us during these tough times. And that word speaks to us today because we're living in some tough times. We're living in some perishable times. We're living in some perilous times. And just as the disciples and the followers of Jesus almost 2,000 years ago claimed Hosanna, I claim it today, asking the Savior to heal us. Asking the Savior to help us. Asking the Savior to rescue us. Because obviously our government can't do it. Our mayor, bless his heart, can't do it. Our governor sure ain't doing it. Our president don't even know what to do. We need somebody to help us. And that's why we cry out today. want Obamacare. Help me somebody. No, they want Obamacare, but not everybody needs care. Obamacare was going to cost about $980 billion. Now we got to spend $2 trillion, $2 trillion to our debt because y'all want to play games with people's lives and stop when it affects your family's life. Now you won't help. Y'all didn't care nothing about Obamacare until now your family's sick and people are dying. But if we had just listened to the word of God before and understand this man was caring about America, really he was setting us up. Because think about it, people didn't have Obamacare right now. They would, if they didn't have health care right now, they would be dying on the streets of America. God had already spoken to Barack. Because he knew God in his infinite wisdom that this day was coming. That's why the people yell, and that's why we yell today, Savior, help us. Savior, heal us. Savior, we need you right now. But the problem was, Reverend Smith, they came into Jerusalem crying, Hosanna to the highest, to the Son of David, to the King of Israel. Hosanna to the highest, the Son of David, the King of Israel. They claim that the king was already the king, even though there was another king. They claim that the king was coming into Jerusalem, but there already was a king there. Help me somebody. All two of y'all here. The king was coming. The king is on a donkey deep, but the king was already there. And his name was Herod. There was a new candidate coming to take Herod's place. And Herod couldn't have that because he already had the position and he ain't called for no election. Help me somebody, I might make my own self happy. He ain't called for no election to replace himself. So how can there be two kings at one time? So the disciples were really, Cliff, calling for something treasonous, saying that there was only one king, but another king was on the way. And the only way for there to be another king is for that king to dispose of the other king by coup, which is death. And so before they could get to Herod, Herod got to Jesus. The threat had to be alleviated. The other candidate running for office had to be lied on. Had to have alternative facts. Had to have his son disparaged. Because there can't be but one king at a time. And every king wants to keep their throne. So you got to get rid of that other person who's claiming to have power. So they killed our Savior. Because his people called him king. And there can't be but one king at a time. So on Friday night, they had the threat taken out. On Friday night, he was hung up between two thieves. On Friday night, he was hung between two criminals because they had to get rid of the threat. And I don't know about you, but I know that he died on Friday night. He died till the moon began to boil. He died till the sun went out. He died and night came twice in one day. I wish I had a witness somewhere in somebody's house, somebody's computer, that anybody know that he died. He died from the sixth to the ninth hour. He died and he hung his head and he gave up the ghost. And I heard that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of a peace was upon him, and upon his stripes we were healed. It was because of his stripes that we were healed. It was because of his stripes that we were healed, and I come by to declare unto Corona that because of his stripes,
all you who might be sick, all of you who are not doing well, by his stripes you will live. You will be healed because he's already died for you. And if it happens to be that you have to leave this place, if you die in the name of Jesus, you're going to be healed on that day. And just like that thief on the left, you will rise for being with Jesus. Tell you how the story ends. The church of the door and the doors of our Lord's church are open today. There might be one by just hearing this word and knowing that our healer is going to help us. You have been moved in your heart, in your spirit. I hope that your soul has been revived, knowing that we will be healed because the healer will help us. And we cry out, Hosanna to the highest. He will, and he's promised to help us. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you believe that God raised him from the dead, and you've never been baptized, wherever you might find yourself this Sunday morning, just confess with your mouth. I don't believe in people repeating after me and repeating the prayer of salvation. You got to know it for yourself. It's like someone telling you to say, I'm sorry. Or somebody got to tell you to say, you're sorry. You ain't sorry. Because if you're really sorry, you're going to say it yourself. But I don't have people pray the prayer of repentance. If you believe, wherever you are, tell your God what you believe. If you believe that God raised him from the dead, tell your spirit that you believe. If you want to be saved, if you want to be baptized, tell your spirit that I need to be baptized. I need to be healed. I need to have a home on the other side of Jordan. And if you want to be a part of this fellowship we call Brooklyn, even in the midst of not having traditional church and a traditional sanctuary, by the traditional means of you coming down the aisle and giving your information to one of our deacons, you can join today. You can join by baptism. You can join by Christian experience. You can join by calling 803.